Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Keene reaches second base with a double. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House takes first base on ball four. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Tuttle trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keene is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry bunts towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Finnegan moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finnegan scores. It's 4-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Sisler now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaline for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Aspromonte moves to second. Duke Moss now pitching. Willard Nixon pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Boone reaches second base with a double. Bowling moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.